Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 13th, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Each month, we choose an associate on our team who is having a phenomenal success in Legal Shield, and to host our conference call this month, during the month of August, our featured guest speaker and trainer is none other than $100,000 ring earner from the great state of Georgia, Miss Lisa Streeter. Lisa, are you on the call?
Yes, sir. I'm on the call. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Lisa. Congratulations. And I know you have a special, a couple of associates on your team you're going to feature tonight.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for all that you do, sir. And thank you for having me on the call. And I've been so excited about being the host, although I've been doing very well and proud of myself for staying up this late. But I want to thank you, Randy, and the More Success team and leaders. And I want to start off with a quote that I wrote down years ago from the great Mr. Ken Moore. It's not where you've been that counts, it's where you're going. And I just want you all to know it's not where we've been in the past. With prepaid legal and now Legal Shield is where we're going. And that was a great quote that I found today, and I thought I would utilize that quote, and I knew you all would appreciate and respect that quote from Mr. Ken Moore. And I'm so excited about what the company is doing and excited about going to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm hoping to see everybody there. And I did let everyone on my team know that there's a lot of tickets within the More Success team, that if anybody wants a ticket, to let me know so we can get it within the team. But tonight, I want to introduce some rising stars and superstars in my organization, and they are a very dedicated couple, and they were at the Super Saturday this weekend as well. So I was happy to see them there because they have children and they both work also. So Mr. and Mrs. Barlow, are you on the call?
Yes, we are, ma'am. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay. So great. I just wanted to make sure you was there. So More Success Team family, this is a couple that has a background in the customer service and that arena, and they're very dedicated and passionate about their Legal Shield business for their career, for their family. And I want to introduce you to a dynamite couple, rising stars, and I'm looking for them to hit the executive director level by the end of this month, by the 31st, because they're both working hard to do so and now working with each other as a team to do it as a couple and a family. So without further ado, I'm not going to steal their thunder, but I'd like to introduce everyone to Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow, and I'll pass the call over to you, Ms. Barlow, to pass it over to Mr. Barlow.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Ms. Streeter. Can you hear me okay, everyone? Ms. Streeter, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, thank you so much. And I just want to also thank you for the opportunity to be on the More Success call. We are definitely just beyond humbled, we greatly appreciate it. What Legal Shield basically means to myself is when we first actually started and we heard of this in December 2017, this actually was presented to us by a mentor. And when we heard of it, it just extremely just made sense to us. And what we did, we caught it. We actually were very excited about it. And it just was like a dream that came true, okay? Also, for myself and my field, I did medical for 5 years, and I love helping people on a daily basis. And also, I did collections. So with the Legal Shield, I'm helping other people day in and day out. And just it just all made sense, and just be able to basically protect individuals one by one for affordable access daily, it just was so reasonable, and it just makes my heart warm even on a daily basis. It's also what it means to me. It's given me the freedom of not ever clocking into a corporate world again. We have 3 children. We have an almost 16-year-old, a 6-year-old, and almost a 3-year-old. So we stay pretty busy throughout the course of the days. And with this giving us, you know, of course, the time and the freedom financially, and also just blessing the families one by one, is just God sent. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to even have the knowledge of being access to Legal Shield And we just want to continue to keep it moving. And I'm going to pass the call to Mr. Barlow. Mr. Barlow, you there? Hello, sir? Ms. Streeter, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Tell them to press *6 to unmute the phone. It may help.
Press *6. Mr. Barlow? Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Lisa, if he didn't call in on a speaker line, if he called in that other line, it's probably muted. That may be the problem if he didn't call on the speaker line.
Yeah, I texted him the code, the speaker code, as I texted to both of them, and he's probably on his way home. Ms. Barlow, can you hear me okay? Well,
yes, ma'am.
On.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you okay.
Is he getting on?
I'm actually texting him right now. He's actually still in the office, so he knows.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead. So therefore, guys, Ms. Barlow, as she was saying, that her background's in the medical field, and Mr. Barlow also does calls, but his calls is collections for law firms. And so I stayed on this couple. I stayed on him to share with him how this would benefit him greatly. Mr. Barlow, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, he went out again.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me, Ms. Hunter?
Yes, I can hear you okay, Ms. Streeter. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. I'll pass the call over to you to share with the More Success team your name, your background, and what this business means to you, and I'll ask you a few questions afterwards.
Okay, that sounds perfect. And first and foremost, I just want to thank you, Ms. Streeter, for your servant leadership. And you certainly have just been a model of consistency since we started into Legal Shield. And I'm so honored and gracious to be on the call here with the More Success team. Legal Shield means for me is the ability to create a legacy for our family. Prior to joining Legal Shield, I was involved in debt collection. And anyone that's been involved in debt collection, we hear a lot of different stories every single day. People that have real trials and tribulations that they're going through, and they need access. You know, a lot of times they might be getting repeated phone calls, and they'll say, "If you call me one more time, you know, I'm gonna get my attorney." And then you say, "Okay, you know, can I speak to your attorney?" And then they hang up the phone. So it's like a lot of times people know what to say, but they don't have necessarily a resource, and Legal Shield gives them that. So I'm very thankful for that. And I just wanted the camaraderie that's felt at every level within our organization. I want to share a story of when we first started with Legal Shield, where I got introduced to the late, great Mr. Ken Moore. I recall back when we first started, we wasn't too competent discussing the legal plan. We were bursting out of the seams with passion, probably just ignorance on fire. And I remember we were just kind of sending emails to different people. And we had sent an email, it was to Attorney General Marty Jackley out of the state of Oregon. And we inquired about the potential of offering our services as an employee benefit. And much to my surprise, Mr. Jackley responded. After a couple of chats going back and forth, he provided a consent to actually speak with him and his advisors. So here we are, wet behind the ears, probably a month in the Legal Shield, and we're on the agenda for the most powerful attorney in the state of Oregon. And I specifically remember speaking with the great Mr. Ken Moore, and he was just so eager. You know, this is our first interaction I've ever had with him, and he was able to intervene, and he was actually on the call. It was him. Also, Ms. Pinson, the COO, was right there on the line. And although it didn't really go beyond the initial conference call because it was like a conflict of interest, it was a testament to how great and how supportive our organization was. And it was at that point, you know, that my belief really skyrocketed. And that's when we knew, you know, that the opportunity that we prayed for, that God delivered. And if I could just give any advice to our associates, especially our newcomers that are tuned into this call across the country, is to be successful in Legal Shield. Just hold yourself accountable. You know, when we are in the corporate world, we've all been there, you know, where maybe we might snooze the alarm clock or, you know, you want to take a day off. And before you make that call to the supervisor, you're game planning on what to say to justify your absence. You know, God forbid you don't have any 6 days and you're probably game planning to make up that time as well. And I feel like our business must be treated that same way. Our business deserves an explanation. Our family, our kids, our legacy deserves an explanation. And every day we come up, you know, there's legitimate reasons, you know, why we can't do Legal Shield, you know, legitimate. You know, I had to go grocery shopping. I had to get my teeth, take my daughter to get her teeth clean, or I got caught up in traffic after working a shift. And I think the difference between success and failure in Legal Shield is the ones that are successful, you know, try to find a way out of no way. And I just wanted to say that. So just if you haven't got a chance, also, I also refer to the book written by Harlan Stonecipher, The Prepaid Legal Story. And that's just been integral. You know, that gets it in my heart, and to see the struggles and every obstacle that Mr. Stonecipher, every challenge that came his way that he was able to overcome and get to the point now where we have a proprietary network of the best law firms in the United States and being able to serve over 4 million members. It's just something to be thankful for. So I'm extremely honored. I'm also looking forward to next month to being to meet you guys in Nashville, Tennessee, to hear from the great Mr. Grant Cardone, who's going to be a phenomenal speaker. And I'm looking forward to gaining more information as we really take this next step into our business. So I thank you very much for the opportunity and time. And Ms. Streeter, I'm going to pass the call back over to you again. And thank you. I really appreciate everyone's time.
Absolutely, Mr. Barlow. And before we let you go, just share with the More Success team and the Legal Shield family your goal and what you're looking to do with your next step. I know that you guys are directors right now, but I know you're running for the executive director level. And I want to thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you're still running as we speak. But what is your next goal for you and Ms. Barlow for the future in your Legal Shield career?
The next step for us, yeah, thank you. We definitely were busy. We just actually a couple minutes ago protected another family out of the state of Utah. But, yeah, the next goal for us really is to be able to create an organization that is just on fire. We want to go to executive director, and we understand how important that is. But also right now we're kind of getting lost with the commission part of it, and we're just so focused on the mission. There's so many people out here that need help. So I just feel like the way any scenario that we can create, any strategy we can create to increase the amount of people that we can touch with this blessing is what we're ultimately going for. So we're going for executive director. We're looking to do that 3 months in a row, naturally to put us in a position to get the $5,000 bonus as well. So under your leadership, we definitely know that that's not only possible, but that's likely to happen.
Awesome. I'm so just grateful for your time. I know you guys are running and you're working diligently all day, every day with the both of you. So congratulations to you both, and congratulations in advance, because I know you're going to hit that executive director level. When you put your mind to it, you always do it. So thank you both, and thank you all for welcoming Mr. and Mrs. Barlow tonight on the call. And I know Mr. Ken Moore is very proud of you, and I know that you feel like myself, that you got a chance to, you know, have that encounter with Mr. Moore. And I know he's shining down on all of us, and he's always in our thoughts and prayers, he himself as well as Mr. Stonecipher, for having this vision. So thank you so much, Mr. Barlow. So I just wanted to
thank you.
Say you're welcome. And Ms. Barlow, I want to just say to you all on the call, you know, the three keys to this business is urgency, focus, and consistency. People ask me all the time, Ms. Streeter, why have the success? Why are you still here in Legal Shield? I said, because of the urgency of what everybody needs right now, not next year, not tomorrow, because anything can happen in a second. I stay laser-focused and help my team to stay laser-focused. And then I stay consistent. It's not work the business today, go to one convention and don't go to the next, go to one Super Saturday and don't go to the next. I may not make all the business briefings because I have children at home and I can't leave them at home driving an hour and a half away. But I get there when I get there, but I make every Super Saturday, every team call with my organization and the leadership show so that you can stay plugged in to win is what I say to everyone. So we have an opportunity of a lifetime. And, you know, every 24 hours there's a 17-year-old born. And I'm saying that to say what we have to offer, you all know on this call, I'm preaching to the choir that everybody needs. But we have something that never runs out, that someone needs all the time, just like a haircut. We all need a haircut or a new hairdo, or, you know, we all need to go to the dentist. The same thing with this business and with the services, everybody needs what we have to offer. And if someone leaves this world, we have another 17-year-old born. Every day, every second, somebody is born that will eventually get married, will get a job, will get a ticket, will have to go to school, and will live life. They're going to have a legal matter. So in the next 4 to 6 years, due to the app and the technology, we will be paying another $1 billion in legal shield. We may not live to see it. Who knows? But we're going to pay another $1 billion because of technology. There's going to be another $1 billion paid in our company. So this month is National Will Month, and I want to talk about that real quick. This month is National Will Month, and I want to give you guys a nugget that's been getting my foot in the door to schedule some companies. And I've been calling them saying that, hi, my name is Lisa Streeter. I'm an executive director for Legal Shield, and this month is National Will Month. So I wanted to come and share an opportunity to offer a will complimentary by our company to your employees, and they can take advantage of these services as well. I just ask that you allow me to speak to them for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I got 3 yeses today. So I'm saying to you all, one of my next FYIs I want to say is, be creative. And that's another thing that I have been able to have success in my business, is just by being creative. And creative means we have to step outside the box. I know that there's a lot going on. I know that the company has a lot of incentives, bonuses, and a surprise trip in Nashville, Tennessee, but we got to do what we got to do now. And this month and next month, we're running. So I'm excited that Mr. and Mrs. Barlow made the top 100 list for Las Vegas. I'm excited that Ms. Teresa Sanders on my team is number 7. And I'm excited that I'm on the list as number 30 with production in the top 100 for Las Vegas. I just want to make sure that we get more on the More Success team so we all can go, so more of us are there, and we can bond together as an organization and help each other and lift each other up. So we want to make sure that we do that with this word of mouth marketing that we have with Legal Shield. This is going to help us greatly. The other thing that bothers me, that like this weekend at the Super Saturday, a lot of people are not participating, but they wonder why their bank account hasn't changed or they don't have success. And this is what I say to my team that texts me to say, Ms. Streeter, I'm sorry, I can't attend the Super Saturday, I won't be there. And I say to them, wealthy people are wealthy for a reason, and they don't make excuses. They make excuses their reason. And I was able to say that to people with a straight face or text back or answer back or response. And guess what? 3 of them showed up just because of my response back to them. Don't say sorry to me. I'm sorry that you won't be there. And, you know, just to know that Mr. Barlow, you know, works the business side by side with his wife, and he works all week, he still put on his suit and was there at the Super Saturday, and he said to me, Ms. Streeter, I'm glad I was here. Because he got some nuggets to set fire up under him. And even myself, you know, even though that we're leaders and millionaire club members and six-figure earners, at the end of the day, we're human as well. And sometimes we get complacent in our business, and we want to make sure we stay connected. I'm hearing some background noise. I think somebody has the phone on. It's not on mute. So we just want to make sure we stay connected. Thank you. We want to stay connected to the fire and do what we have to do. Also, energy wins. Sometimes I hear some people talking, you know, about Legal Shield to other people or sharing it or closing them out at the PBR or at the briefings or Super Saturday, and they're so down. You've got to have excitement You got to have the energy, and that's one of the keys to Mr. Brian Carruthers. He's always talking fast, moving fast, excited about what he does, and if we want what they have, we got to do what they do. And I'm glad I talk fast because that allows me to have the energy. So if we want to be successful in this business, we have to get our energy up. I don't care if you have to take a five. There's a lot of noise in the background. Can someone mute out their phones, please? Thank you. So I guess not. We have to get our energy up by all means necessary. We got to take a five-hour energy and do what we have to do, but we have to do that to make sure that we do what we have to do when our team call, a member call, and that phone rings. And for me, when my phone rings from Mr. and Mrs. Barlow or text Ms. Sanders and countless others on my team across the country, whenever that phone rings, it's light, camera, action. We have to value our time for our team and serve our team. And there's plenty of times I'm exhausted, but I know that my team member or a member needs me, have a question to ask, or something of that nature. So we want to make sure that it's light, camera, action anytime we have that phone and not put our emotions on the shelf. Do not attach our emotions to someone else's negativity. And that's what I've learned to do because of personal development. As females, we take it personal, but because of personal development, it's allowed me to move past putting my emotions in a situation. And we need to maximize our days. And that's one of the things that I've been able to do. So if you're struggling with how to balance your time, you got to make sure that you do what the wealthy people do. Exercise, get up early, go to bed late, have everything organized. And that's one of the things I'm praying for, organization and patience. And therefore, that's going to help you in your business go a long way. And overdose on personal development. I call it OD or P. Overdose.
It's confusing.
So we have to overdose on personal development, OD on PD. Next week, our next call, I'm going to have Mr. and Mrs. Walker as our spotlight guest speaker. And I'll send all that information to Stephanie, but that's another couple I would be highlighting next Monday. And speaking of personal development, they're great on that, and they're great speakers as well. So in order for us to grow, we got to grow. In order for us to grow, we have to grow. So we're here to make people better and not bitter. And so I've learned a lot from the late, great Mr. Ken Moore, and I hear his voice every time I pick up the phone. And just when I see the 580 number come on my caller ID, I would hear him of the things that he would say when I'm going through things. So I want you all to just think about what would Mr. Moore say or do. It's not where you've been that counts, it's where you're going. And that keeps me going every single day. And I say it to myself as talking in third party. Lisa, it's not where you've been, it's where you're going. And so we have to make sure that we do that consistently, persistently, and be dedicated to what we've already started. And I'm so proud of everyone on the More Success team. I'm proud of Mr. Jimmy Parrish that's putting our recognition out there across the country with his great training as a group trainer, employee benefits trainer, and he's doing a phenomenal job. And I tell everybody that you don't want to miss this class. Anytime I can post on Facebook or see Mr. Parrish. Hello, can you mute out your phone, please? We having a team conference call. Thank you. And anytime I can post or respond to anyone, I make sure I let them know you want to get to Mr. Jimmy Parrish's class. Because to sharpen our axe, that's what we do. And I'm waiting for him to get closer to Georgia or in Georgia. My entire team will be there. Because that's not only just employee benefit, it's some great knowledge for our business. No matter what part of the wheel that we choose, we still want to go to these classes because there are things that you can learn for your business, and you may not be interested, but someone else on your team may be interested. And also, I want to congratulate Mr. Jenkins for leveling up under the leadership of Mr. and Mrs. Barlow, Lamont Jenkins. So with that being said, Mr. Moore, Randy Moore, I'll pass the call back over to you, and I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Barlow for their great testimony and their words to the team, and I hope we inspired somebody to just keep it moving.
Well, Lisa, you did an outstanding job as usual. We do have a few minutes left, so if you don't mind, I'm going to go for some questions from maybe a few of our Millionaire Club members. Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful, sir.
Let's start in the great state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Streeter? See if we have Alex in speaker mode. All right, you did mention Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy is a $250,000 ring earner. He is also a Millionaire Club member. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much. It's always great to hear the Georgia Energizer Bunny, who never slows down and never stops,
yes, sir.
Continuing to share and continue to talk about it. And one of the things that you touched on really, you know, I think is an important point, because I was actually doing some quiet time today and, you know, just had gotten in from two great days of training, as you were mentioning, in Fort Mill, South Carolina on Saturday, and San Antonio, Texas yesterday. Flight got in at 12:30, so it was a long weekend and a long day. But I needed some something that I just got in my quiet time today, because it was talking about personal development. And one of the things that you were mentioning, and it's something that just jumped out at me, you know, talking about that, why we need to continue to do that. And something jumped out at me, said, you know, we've been focused on the fruit, but we neglect the root. And that really got to me, because, you know, sometimes we start thinking about what we're going to do, but we forget to take care of ourselves. And I just want to see what you do, because I know you talk about this being late for you and you get up so early. How do you manage to prioritize your time to make sure you're taking care of yourself as you're trying to do so much for your team?
Thank you so much, Mr. Parrish, for saying that. One of the things that I do to prioritize my time is I have everything written out of what I need to do, even the personal time for me and taking care of myself. So while the kids are sleeping, I'm up at 4 or 5 o'clock working out. And after I work out, I go check my back office to see who's leveled up and what I need to do for my organization, check everything else on my back office, who I have to call, check my calendar as well, get them on the bus. And to answer your question, I do the same exact schedule that I did when I worked for Mr. Johnny Cochran, U.S. Court of Appeals, and countless top law firms from Seattle to Florida to here. I check in 8 o'clock or 8:30 at the latest, 9, and from that time to 12, I work, and from 12 to 1, I go to lunch. And during that lunchtime, I'm making calls, personal, or paying a light bill, phone bill, something during that time that I got to throw in there. 1 o'clock is back, lights, camera, action, and 1 to 5 or 6, I'm working, getting callbacks, follow-ups. And that's my day, because now the kids are home and they're doing homework and I get them ready for school and I got team members calling throughout asking questions or three-way call, and that concludes my day. So to answer your question, I work it on the same schedule as I did for someone else. Now I'm working it for me, and that's the schedule that I use. So I still have that employee mindset role when it comes to a schedule of clocking in, going to lunch, clocking out, coming and clocking back in from 1 to 5. And that's been my way of getting things done ever since I started the business in 2006.
Well, great job again. Really enjoying your leadership on the calls, and continue as you're shining forth and leading in the state of Georgia, and look forward to the next time we have to be together.
Absolutely, sir. I'll see you soon, and thank you so much for all you have done in my career in Legal Shield. You have led me and mentored me, and I want to thank you and bless you for that and encouraging me to just keep going.
Been my joy and my delight. Thanks so much. Back to you, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you very much tonight. And Lisa, I can't tell you how much we enjoyed listening to you tonight. You have two true rising stars in Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow. Very excited that they're on our team, and we're looking for them to walk across the stage becoming executive director. We know that's in their future, and with your guidance, I'm sure they will get there at doing it the right way, and that's the way we do business with the More Success team. Alisa, again, I want to thank you. I can't wait to hear what you have in store for us next week. You're doing an outstanding job. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to head end the call right now with the way Mr. Moore always would end the call. He always would say, keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield, and everything will work out just fine. Until next Monday, everyone, good night.